Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Speaking of stretches coming up, I wanted to look at what the Commanders have in the road ahead. So you and I going into this Chargers game when they were 2-2, both said this felt like a massive game because if you win and you're 3-2, you're kind of right where you probably thought you were going to be or close to it. If you lost and you were 2-3 going into a much more complicated stretch here, when you were 12-5 last year, you were suddenly in a precarious spot to not have a shot to equal last year's record. In the next, I'm going to go 5 games, okay? Because I think that that's a telling chunk for them. The Bears on Monday night, they'll be favored. They should win that game. But I do think this is going to be a tricky game, don't you?
Yeah.
Chicago has played them very well, especially in primetime, especially in Landover. Now, I understand last year in that 4 o'clock window game, Washington won, but it took a Hail Mary, and they played down to the Bears.
They did not play well in that game. They were the better team for 51 or 52 minutes. Couldn't convert, couldn't take advantage, and all of a sudden, Caleb Williams worked a little bit of magic, put the Bears up late in the game.
I'm going to use the context of Jaden Daniels' first game after the rib injury, and he was not A-level Jaden Daniels, and that's probably a big reason, but he comes through in the clutch, they get the Noah Brown Hail Mary, they win the football game. But I still think this Bears game is going to be hard to win convincingly. I think you beat them, but Chicago's offense, with all the air you allow on the back end of your secondary and how many plays you give up, if they can protect Caleb Williams, feels like the Bears are going to be able to move the football and make some throws, right?
Yeah.
The Cowboys is a game in Dallas a week from this weekend that Washington should definitely win. There's no doubt. The Cowboys' defense is atrocious. The Commanders should move the ball against them. They should score a lot of points. Dallas is 2-2-1, very pedestrian. But I will say, you want to talk about bad matchups? The Cowboys' offense against the Washington defense is a bad matchup. They will spread you out. They will throw it. You've got a quarterback in Dak Prescott who puts up numbies. Again, I'm going to put it in the same category as the Bears. You're better than them. You'll probably beat them. You should beat them. You should go 2-0 in these two games. But that is not an easy game either, especially in the division, rival. So both of those games, I think, are... We always do the categories of, like, auto win, leans Washington, toss up, you know, leans opponent. I think those are leans Washington, not auto win games. Someone might say, oh, you ought to beat the Bears. You ought to beat the Cowboys. I think those are more leans Washington games. Like a, you know, 55 to 65% chance to win, not higher than that. You with me on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I'm going to pick them to beat the Bears. I mean, unless something weird happens this week in terms of injuries or weird setbacks. But looking at the matchup, I would say they beat the Bears more often than not. You play 10 times, you win 6 of them, something like that. Or you win 5.5 if you want to break it down statistically. Looking at the Cowboys game 2 weeks from now, again, assuming health of all the key players, they didn't play well twice against the Cowboys last year. Now, the second game was asterisk. It was everything clinched and it sort of didn't matter. But even still, they had the first team offense out there. Jaden Daniels was out there and didn't play very well before they took him out and said, that's enough, let Marcus Mariota finish it, and then they kind of came back and it was fun. But that first Cowboys game was one of their worst performances as a team over the course of the year. That wasn't an injury one. That was a, all right, we should be good to go now, and they just weren't for whatever reason. Despite the fact that Cowboys defense, it's worse this year, but it was horrendous last year too.
Yeah, I don't care as much about last year's games with Dallas just because they're so different, the teams now. But I understand your point, and it's worth bringing up. We talk about it when we go through the schedule here. I just mentioned the Bears game. That's a different team as well, right? But yeah, you're right. They did not play great against Dallas. I just think they're division games, and they're always pretty close. And If I was to tell you the Cowboys surprised Washington, would you be stunned by that?
No, because of how prolific their offense is.
But I bring up those two games. I think they should be, will be wins, because you've got to get to a decent record before. How about this stretch? Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions. That feels like 1-2. Now, if you're really good and you're a playoff team and you're the 11-win-plus team of a year ago, okay, maybe you win two of those. You win all three of those. Now we're farting through silk and we're talking about them as an unequivocal 10-plus win team and a playoff team. If they get through that stretch and they, on Monday night, beat the Chiefs, you know, on a primetime game at home on Sunday night, beat Seattle, and then at home again, they welcome the Lions in and they have no problem handling one of the best offenses in the league with their defense. And then we're going to be talking about, wow, this is another Super Bowl caliber team. But that's your next five. Bears and Cowboys, who you'll be favored over. And then three toss-up or worse games between the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Lions. Here's your season that's going to tell you, I think, what this team is. If you're like me right now, you don't really know. I came into the year saying 10-7, wild card. I still think that. But how good are they? I have no idea. They look terrible against the Packers. They look terrible against the Falcons on defense. They played a quarter where they look like a four-win team against the Chargers. Got some bounces and responded. They've been incredible. They were a 12-win team against the Giants. They were a 13-win team against the Raiders. So it feels middling to me. But when I get through Bears, Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, by November 10th, I will know exactly what this team is.
I offer you 3-2 right now, sight unseen. Do you take it?
1,000%.
Do you take 2-3 if one of those wins is over Dallas?
No. No, I can't.
You don't?
2-3 means I beat Dallas. That means I'm only getting one more win against Chicago, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit. No. Because I'm banking on a Chicago win. Now you're telling me I lost all three of the other ones.
Like they did last year. They had that three-game losing streak.
Right.
Went from 7-2 to 7-5.
No, because I think you could beat any of those teams. I just watched the Chiefs play like crap on Monday Night Football. Why couldn't they do that in a few weeks when we're at Arrowhead?
They definitely could.
I think I would take 3-2, but that is also the floor. You know, I can't sign up for a losing record for five games, because now, if that's the case, Danny, then you're
5-5 through 10.
5-5 through 10 with 7 to play. Still playing Philly two times. Playing Denver. Still having to deal with Minnesota. Who knows what they are at that time? That's a road game. So no, I'm not doing that. I think they go 3-2 in this stretch, but they need to. And that's kind of my point.
Yeah, it's the old Eddie Jordan, harvest your nuts. This is the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.